Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
These are the Daily Tech headlines for the evening of January 8th, 2021. I'm Tom Merritt. Friday afternoon, Twitter announced it has permanently suspended the personal account of President Donald Trump for violation of Twitter's glorification of violence policy. Twitter cited two tweets, one that said, quote, "American patriots will not be disrespected or treated unfairly in any way, shape, or form," and another that said the president would not be going to the inauguration on January 20th. Twitter said the posts were viewed in the context of how they were, quote, "being received and interpreted on and off Twitter." None of the tweets from the account are accessible on Twitter now. Twitter says it has also restricted the president from creating new posts on the official U.S. president account at POTUS. BuzzFeed reports that Apple warned social network Parler Friday that it, quote, "is not effectively moderating and removing content that encourages illegal activity and poses a serious risk of the health and safety of users in direct violation of Parler's own terms of service." Parler chief executive John Matz said in a Parler post that Apple does not hold Twitter and Facebook to the same standard. Apple gave Parler 24 hours to take action or be removed from the App Store. Google says it was aware of posts in Parler that seek, quote, "to incite ongoing violence in the U.S. and that, quote, "to distribute an app through Google Play, we do require that apps implement robust moderation for egregious content." Google has suspended Parler's listing in the Play Store, quote, "until it addresses these issues." Roku has agreed to acquire exclusive global distribution rights to more than 75 Quibi shows and documentaries, some of which had not been released before Quibi shut down. After the exclusivity deals expire in a bit more than a year, Roku will have the rights to show the content until 2027. The content will have to be presented in its original increments of 10 minutes or less. The content will be added to more than 40,000 movies and TV shows already available in the Roku Channel app. Hyundai is talking to Apple about cars. A Hyundai representative told CNBC, quote, "We understand that Apple is in discussion with a variety of global automakers, including Hyundai Motors. As the discussion is at its early stage, nothing has been decided." Korean Economic Daily said Apple suggested the arrangement and Hyundai was reviewing the terms that involved EV production and battery development. Hyundai has its own battery EV platform called EGMP going into production later this year. Reuters sources say Apple would like to produce a passenger vehicle by 2024. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports an autonomous EV from Apple is 5 to 7 years away, and Ming-Chi Kuo has said he would not be surprised if it takes until 2028. A shortage of semiconductors is affecting automakers. Volkswagen said last month it needed to adjust first quarter manufacturing plans around the globe because of the shortage. Now Honda says it must cut domestic output by about 4,000 cars this month at a factory in Japan. Nissan is adjusting production numbers for its Note hatchback model, and Ford has moved up previously planned downtime at a Kentucky plant for its sport utility vehicle factory due to the chip shortage. Finally, SolarWinds has engaged the Krebs Stamos Security Consulting Group to help deal with the attack. The firm was formed by Alex Stamos, former chief security officer at Yahoo and Facebook, and Chris Krebs, former director of the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. Krebs was fired last month by the president after finding no evidence of tampering with voting systems in the 2020 election. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.